The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. And if God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I will give you a new commandment: love one another. As I have loved you, so you also must love one another. This is how you will know, all will know, that you are my disciples, if you love one another."
Amen.
The Gospel of the Lord. A few years ago, there was a pretty bad storm in our area. And after the storm was over, I walked about the campus, this beautiful part of Lehigh Avenue, to check out how things were, from the school, to the convent, the church, and the rectory. And thank God there was no serious damage that resulted from that storm. But I did notice one little tree on the side of the rectory had been battered by the wind and the rain. Wow. So much so it was face down to the ground.
Yeah.
That poor little tree.
Yeah.
And me being me, I said, "This little tree's got to go." And I began to pull on this tree. And I pulled on it. And I pulled on it. And with all my determination and resilience, that tree wasn't going anywhere. That tree looked at me and said, "I've been here a long time. I'm not going anywhere." But then I quickly realized the reason why the tree was not going to move so quickly and so easily is because the tree had good roots. Those roots were so deeply embedded in the life of the soil that far surpassed my timeline on Mother Earth. That tree had good roots. This morning, I want to talk about some roots today. We open wide our doors and open wide our hearts, especially, to welcome those who have roots in North Philadelphia. Perhaps it was St. Mary the Eternal on 22nd Street, Corpus Christi on Allegheny Avenue, Most Precious Blood of Our Lord, St. Elizabeth, or the deep roots at 23rd, 24th, and Lehigh and Swamp Poodle. If you're coming back home today to celebrate your roots, would you stand up that we might thank God for who you are and your legacy? To all guests,
amen.
Stand up today.
Amen.
Welcome home. Welcome home. Welcome home. Welcome home. Welcome home. Welcome home. As our bulletin says so beautifully, indeed, we welcome you home today. I know this place has special meaning for so many of you. The sacramental life, your family roots and connections, perhaps going by your old street or home, perhaps seeing where your parents were married, where you were baptized, not much has changed in this beautiful house of God. We're so glad you are here today, and sincerely, we welcome you home. But as we reflect on roots today, we all know that roots have a purpose, a reason, a relationship. Roots don't exist just for themselves. Roots have a meaning. Roots want to see life, leaves, and fruit.
Amen.
In fact, roots, the very nature why there are roots, they will branch out and have purpose in their future and their legacy. Roots always point to something new. I want to preach this morning around the theme, something new. The readings today on this fifth Sunday of Easter are all about something new. If you were paying attention today, as we heard in Acts 14 today, Paul and Barnabas are going out from place to place, all these towns, Lystra, Iconium, Antioch, Pontus, Pamphylia, Pisidia, all these places, non-Jewish places, that God's word will go out beyond a small community. For God intended the word of God to be preached in new communities. God didn't say, keep it right here in a small little spot. No, God wanted the roots of the Jewish faith to go out and go wide to everyone. And God opened the word of God to the Gentiles and anybody who wanted to hear. My God is large. My God is big. My God embraces all people. The blood of Jesus was not shed for one group, one race, one language. Oh, the blood that Jesus shed for me.
Yes.
Way back on Calvary.
Yes.
It's the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power.
Yes.
And that's why above this beautiful sanctuary are the beautiful image of our Lord. And how are his arms stretched out? They're not like this or like this. Oh, my God embraces all people. All people can find salvation in Christ Jesus. So Paul and Barnabas go out and announce good news and set up new churches that this word of God be spread out for all time. And our second reading today proclaims so beautifully by this young man from the book of Revelation. We hear those words over and over again. John saw what? A new heaven and a new earth. What was old had passed away. Something new God was doing. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I make all things new. In our gospel today, we hear Jesus say, I give you a new commandment. Love one another.
Yes.
One might ask the question, what's so new about that? Certainly in the Old Testament, there was a command to love God and neighbor. So why does Jesus insert the word new in John 13? You see, anytime our Lord Jesus gets in the middle of something,
come on,
it's made new.
Come on.
Anytime our Lord gets in the middle of a relationship, it's new.
Amen.
It's renewed.
Yes.
It's revived.
Yes.
And it's ready. The Christian person understands what Pope Francis said. God is not afraid of new things.
Come on.
God's not afraid of newness, because when you put Christ in the middle of something, y'all ain't with me. When you put God and Christ in the middle of something, in the middle of your marriage, have you put Christ in the middle of your marriage? Have you put Christ in the middle of that situation that is difficult for you? Have you put him in the middle of it? Because when you do, you see, you act, and you love in a different way.
Come on now. Yeah.
In a different way. When you put Jesus in the middle of your love, it allows you to see things differently. You may be a different race, a different economic bracket than me, a different gender, a different faith tradition, but there is one God.
Come on.
One God. One God. And we must build those bridges. For God wants us to be a people of love, who love each other, who forgive each other, who hold each other up, who encourage each other. Even when one person falls, as we do sometimes, you're my brother. You're my sister. And I'm called to love you as Jesus loves you and put him in the middle of it.
Yes.
That's the new commandment we're called to be. The new commandment, the newness of the love that Jesus wants all of us to have. That's the faith we come together to profess. That's what happens here Sunday after Sunday. That's what you come back to embrace, the newness of God's incredible love for each of us. To hold on to that rock that is Christ in the midst of your storms. Because sometimes we go through storms in life.
Yes.
Anybody know what I'm talking about today? Sometimes we go through storms. If you put Jesus in the middle of it, if you put Jesus right there, if you put Jesus as your rock, when the storms of life come, and they will come, church, the storms of life will come, you have Jesus reminding you, I'm always, always in the business of something new. Our God is always renewing us. Yes, we hold on to our tradition, and we should. But you have to also say, I know I ain't what I used to be. I know I ain't. I got two or three witnesses. I know I'm a different person. Does anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? I'm a different person. I used to be this, but my God is always inviting me to something new in my life.
Amen.
A few weeks ago, a woman called the rectory and asked me about a funeral for a member of her family. And I expressed my condolences, of course. Oh no, Father Steve, he didn't die yet. Let me sit down for this one. But when he dies, can we bring him back to St. Martin de Porres? They had moved away. And she said, as we make our plans, when he dies, what do you charge for a funeral? I said, ma'am, I don't sell the church.
Come on.
And I don't sell sacraments.
Come on.
It's not for sale. We don't sell. There's no charge. There's no charge.
Come on.
There's no charge.
No charge.
Sure, when your loved one passes on, let's have a conversation about how we can help you celebrate his life. You want to make a donation? That's fine. So the man eventually did pass away. And we had a beautiful celebration of his life. And she said, Father, I moved away. I left North Philadelphia. I'm so glad there are people who stayed. I'm so glad that people who stayed and not just maintained, but sustained this house of God. I'm so glad that people who stayed, that we can come back and touch our roots. But Father, I'm also glad what you said was so true. My home, his home, our home, is not here. We hold on to our roots, don't we?
Yes.
We need our legacy. We need memory. It keeps traditions alive. If you do not have legacy and history, you have no future. Let me say it again. If you don't have legacy and history, you have no future. Tell the story. But remember, if we are in Christ Jesus, if we truly put him in the middle of it, our home is not here. It's the kingdom of God. That's our home. And until we all get there, we got to love each other. We got to cross over bridges. We have to cross over the walls that are erected. We have to build community and realize black or white, male or female, Democrat, Republican, English speaker, Spanish speaker. I can go on and on, church. There's one God. And we have to cling hope.
Come on, man.
To the rock that is Jesus. You see, at St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church, he's always around. Whenever I'm down, he picks me up. That's how he is. He's my rock. My Savior is mine. I'm his. I love him. I love him. And because I love him, I love you and you and you and you and you. He's my rock.
Jesus is. He is my rock. A shelter in the time of storm. So happy just to know that Jesus is. He is my rock. Jesus is. He is my rock. A shelter in the time of storm. I'm so happy just to know that Jesus is. He is my rock. Hey! Jesus is.
Jesus is our rock.
Yes, he is.
In a weary land.
Oh my God, thank you. Thank you for your son.
In a weary land.
Jesus is my rock. Jesus is, he is my rock. Whatever I need. Because Jesus is, he is my rock. Hey! Jesus is. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus is
my rock. Yes, he is. Oh,